Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Mark Knopfler on the Fast Fingers there on that guitar riff with Dire Straits. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Pitsford. Gary's become a great member of our brain trust over the last few years. We've known each other for probably 35 years. President and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors, author of Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. Gary, you're a financial planner. You've got hundreds, thousands of clients that you've amassed over the last 40-something years of your career. You're one of the leaders in the nation in what you do. Talk to us about what you're seeing from the clients that you have, especially as they represent industries. What are you seeing them? How are they acting about what's going on right now, the varying degrees of that they're closed up or doing some work? And how do you think they're handling this, and how long can they last?
Well, that's two good questions. The different, we work in primarily six or seven different industries, and let me just say real quickly, like the ag industry is still doing okay. Certain parts of it are having a hard time, milk distribution and feeding horses and feeding cattle, and they're doing it different ways, but their doors are still open and they're still making sales. The hardware industry is fairly well off. Everybody that's staying home is going to the hardware store, buying gallons of paint because they're going to repaint the kitchen or the living room, or they're going to do a new faucet or something.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the floor covering industry is having a real hard time because nobody's going to the carpet store.
Yeah.
The surface. Nobody's going to the furniture store to buy new furniture or to buy a new bed. So the furniture stores are just about shut down for the last 3 weeks. The carpet industry. So those are thousands and thousands of family businesses across the country that have been done for about 3 weeks. They're going to be probably out of business for another 2 weeks, and the government program will help them bridge that loan or that problem of getting from one side to the other side of this disease. Some of the industries are doing okay, but a lot of them are shut down. People are not getting out. I think the last couple of weeks, the country has started taking this seriously, and there's more and more people staying home. I know I go down the interstate here in Indiana. It's five lanes in each direction, and if I go to work at 6:30 or 7, there's very few cars on that interstate. You can have two or three lanes all to yourself. So
one of the things that's become increasingly clear is this is a very mean disease, and even though they're calling it a form of pneumonia, and in some ways I guess it is, and I'm not trying to be a medical professional here because everyone knows I'm not, but some of the things I'm hearing is that it's not exactly like pneumonia. It has its own method of attacking the lungs that might not be treatable the way you treat regular pneumonia. It's a different disease. And I will tell you, even though I never took it, I was never cavalier about it, I'm taking it a lot more seriously in the last 2 weeks than I did maybe a month ago.
Yeah, I think everybody has gotten real serious the last couple of weeks, and I think they're going to take it real serious for at least two or three more weeks, and hopefully we can start seeing this curve start going downhill. But the stores need to get back open.
We need to get that bell ringing over the door, don't we?
We need to get the people out. This economy is based on consumers purchasing something.
Yep.
And when the stores are not selling inventory, and if the consumers aren't buying something, then everything stops real quick. and we've got to get people back to work. And the government was smart enough to understand that if we pay everybody a bunch of money to get through the payroll the next couple of months,
right,
maybe we can keep a big, we got about 30 million family businesses in this country.
That's
and
right.
We need to keep as many as possible.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things I pointed out, Gary, that I like to remind people about is when a small business collapses, a family collapses. And so whatever we can do to keep things going is the right thing to do. And all these years, I know you've joined me in just telling the government, look, we don't need your help. We just need you to get out of our way. Right now, since they've basically mandated we shut down, we need them to step in and help us. And we need to accept that help, don't we?
We do. We do. And it's also great that the payroll protection plan, if you do it right, if you handle it right, then it'll be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been able to get through this tunnel, this dark tunnel, and get to the light, and you don't have to pay back a lot of money. And you've still got your company. So the government is doing a good job of getting some cash out. People, I hope most of your listeners have already talked to their accountant about payroll, and I hope that most of them have already talked to their SBA bank lender. Go to their bank lender and work on qualifying for one or two of these programs.
Yep. I sure hope they are. And this is a perfect time to be so happy that you have a close relationship with an independent community bank. And if you haven't had one, this is the time when you realize you should have and you need to get that done. You need to make that happen. We come back, I'm going to ask Gary to give us some advice on what should we do with our finances, our investments and things like that. We'll get him to give us a report on that after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blysingame. Gary Pitsford is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.